Now, KMOX at your service. Welcome to the Gila Tech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
All right, lunchtime, bean time. Put a few shrimp on the barbie. Cook up the steak. Put some burgers on. Let's cook up some veggies. Have a little bit of bologna on a sandwich. A little bit of corned beef on rice. Yeah, it's lunchtime. I'm really not hungry, but you wouldn't know it by that. We have phone lines open for you. This is the Gila Tech Home Improvement Show. Scott Mosby here at the helm. Hour two, we're going up here 1 o'clock following this hour. We've got the business of family business today and on through a great day until tonight, 9 p.m. Route 66. Johnny Rabbit, Ron Ells is on. Really just an icon of St. Louis and you know, proud to be on the same station with him. Ron does some pretty cool stuff historically, so I urge you to check into that. He's just a wealth of knowledge, shares it on KMOX. You know, it's kind of who we are, what we do here in middle of the country. Been doing it for, you know, most of 95 years now, roughly. 314-436-7900 for all you callers, all the questions you've got. We've got all kinds of things on airflow, two stories, heating, cooling, too hot on the second floor, too cold on the first floor, yada, 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 bathrooms, patios, how to change the house for the future, custom versus semi-custom. And we've got some great stuff coming up here. Let's get going. I promise we'll get going right on the phone lines right now. Let's see what's happening. Go right to John. Hey, John, good afternoon. Welcome to Lunch on KMOX, my friend. How can I help?
Good afternoon. I have a paved patio, a paver,
yep,
and I've taken a tree down about 15 years ago, and that section keeps sinking. How much longer is it going to sink? Because I want to pour a concrete pad for a patio.
Probably for the next 5 to 10 years, the roots of that tree are continuing to rot, if you will. But I can't really tell. The good news about concrete on this, John, is if you tell the concrete contractor, he can use extra steel reinforcing to bridge from one side of that hole to the other. So you can build that section like a parking garage and span that inevitable settling area. He just needs to know very clearly, you know, which part of that hole has settled and where it stopped, because you have the 15-year historical perspective than the contractor won't. So that's a, you know, there are ways to get that done.
All righty. That was my question.
Yeah. I mean, and anybody that doesn't know how to answer that question, don't use them. It's, you know, this is, you know, it's not concrete 101 or 201, but it's definitely concrete 3 or 401. And those are the guys you want to use doing, you know, your work. So.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a good weekend.
All right, John, you too, my friend. Good luck with that patio. You going to invite me over for a BBQ?
For sure.
All right, I'm in.
Bye.
All right, bye now. I'm a sucker for any kind of fun. I like people, and, you know, I'm attracted to people. How do you think I ever got on this radio? Let's see what's cooking here with Janet. Hey, Janet, how are you doing this lunch hour? Thanks for your patience. How may I help?
Hi, Scott. Okay, I have a double garage, and the floor is cracking. I think we may have like a spring underneath our garage floor, but
okay.
I was wondering, are we looking at replacing the entire garage floor, or do we patch it?
It's really the question to you, how good is good enough? If you want it to be pristine and, you know, one, yeah, you're replacing the floor. But how old is that house? How old is that floor?
It was built in 78.
78. I promise you that some level of that stuff underneath the concrete has settled. The only way really to handle, or it wouldn't have cracked to some extent. Also, another little nasty secret on garages is sometimes they crack because the stuff under the concrete is wet, and in a deep, deep freezing winter, it expands and breaks the concrete by heaving it up. So, again, you need a smart concrete guy to know that, and really, anybody with concrete experience will know pretty quickly whether it needs to be replaced. But if it's okay the way it is, you can patch it. The problem is the patch is really ugly no matter what you do, no matter how
okay.
good it is. So it's like, again, how good is good enough for you, not what is the concrete in the driveway or garage need.
Okay, so if I call your office on Tuesday, they could give me the name of a good concrete company?
Well, I'm about to put an ad on here for B&W Concrete. Stay tuned, and I'll give you all that information, phone number included. How's that?
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you.
And I endorse them because they do this, and they know the concrete, and, you know, they understand both of these questions, and, you know, you'll know it. You know people. You can read people that know their stuff, and then you can read people that know their stuff, and then, well, he doesn't really know that. You know, so you'll be fine. Anybody that we send you that shows up, you'll get a good read on, you know, whether you trust them.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Okay, Janet, take care.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. Home Improvement, Scott Mosby, Helitech Home Improvement Show, Hour 2. We are live and lively, in Mike Miller's words, at your service. I love my Saturdays. I like to visit with you every weekend. You know, some days around Thursday or Friday, I'm just itching to go. And, you know, sometimes 8 a.m. on, you know, Saturday morning, I tune in to Mike just to make sure my garden has a chance. Yeah. Yeah, without Mike Miller, my house would be brown and dead. It's not. He's a good man, knows his stuff, and golly, he's been on the air longer than me. I think that's where that curly hair came from. And about time the curly hair started happening, that's when he started wearing shorts 12 months out of the year. I've heard some rumors about Mike Miller. He's a character, if you don't know that. Although, if you're listening to KMOX, you know Mike Miller's a character, as are most of us here. But, yeah, I think the world of Mike, he really, really knows his stuff. He's forgotten more about gardening than I'll ever know. And, you know, the only reason my house has a chance at green is the KMOX Garden Hotline and Mike Miller. Stay tuned, folks. We've got more coming up here on Hour 2 of the Helitech Home Improvement Show. I am Scott, and I am at your service on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Helitech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show. Now, once again, here's your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
All right, you can't get rid of me. I just keep on coming back and back and back and back. Yeah, Scott Mosby, I am at your service. My day job is Mosby Building Arts. We were founded in 1947. We are licensed architects. We are a full construction company. Really, the size of the company is defined by, you know, effectively, how much work can one full architectural firm of 10 or 11 people turn out? And then how much does it take in folks to build that? So we do various things in the custom. We're known for really far-reaching projects, tend to be complex in project management, require architects, designs, selections, product specifications, coordinating, herding cats on and off of construction jobs, all that sort of thing. And that's really in the design-build part of our business. Then that's the full custom. So anything you can think of is what we do. The stranger, the weirder, the better it gets into the bandwidth. Then we get into the semi-custom, and that gets into what we call right bath or right kitchen. Basically, we can do a gut bath or full bathroom remodel in about 5 to 7 days, and they're working days, so we usually go over a weekend with that, depending upon how your bathroom is built. And then a right kitchen, which means we pull out what's in there and put new things in, which is typically what a kitchen and bath shop would do, and that's semi-custom. But in the custom, the difference between custom and semi-custom is we move walls, we change structures, we plan the schematic, if you will, of how a house is lived in, how you experience it, and what you want out of it. And so we can make a home that fit you from the age of 30 to 50 work very differently from the age of 50 till the end. So all those things matter. Usually the difference between 50-year-old clients is room more for toys. It's a fun part of life, I can tell you. 314-436-7900, 436-7900. Got room right here for questions for you. A toll-free 800-925-1120, 800-925-1120. I am Scott, at your service. Let's go right to the phone, see what's cooking here with my friend Dave. Hey, Dave, Scott Mosby here. How can I help?
Hi, Scott. I appreciate you taking my call. I've had a constant problem with slow-running drains, both in the kitchen and the bathroom sinks. And I know a long time ago, and I keep using these products that it's like a powder, and you put it in there, and it's supposed to eat away at the gunk. But I remember a long time ago that I heard you say something about a different product that probably that wasn't necessarily designed for this, but it worked pretty well. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a septic tank cleaner, and it's called RidX. And it is, think of it as probiotic for your pipes. All it does is enhance the digestion of organic waste. That's what the stuff does. Anything you're putting down your drains that isn't this kind of a product, a biological waste digester. And this kind of stuff they use for, you know, oil spills on the ocean. They use all kinds of things like this. But basically, it's just a septic tank bacteria that you typically dump in your septic tank. I advise that you just dump it down the toilet or the kitchen sink or the, you know, bathroom sink or the shower. And it'll eat up like paraffin wax, oils from the skin, you know, things like that. So it's not rocket science.
So I know in the kitchen sink, it's the output of the incinerator.
The disposal.
Yeah. Because all kinds of stuff go down there. And I looked at that product one time, and I saw that it looked like it was for septic tanks, so I kind of blew it off. But now that you mention it, I think I remember that that's what you said to use. So would you use it with the same directions as you would for a septic tank?
No, frankly, RidX doesn't endorse this for this use. Basically, you mix it up like chocolate milk. I'm an early morning riser. I love coffee. I get up and cook up a thing of coffee, and then, you know, I have a big glass of water. And I just, in that water, I then put about 20 ounces of warm water and then a tablespoon of the powdered RidX. The liquid form you can dump in directly. But I just mix it up and like making chocolate milk, and then I go over, you know, to one bathroom and I dump it down that sink, run the faucet for just a few seconds. I don't want it to flush all the way down. You know, I don't want it into MSD. I just want it living in our pipes.
That's where my pipes, I'm sure, are slow. It's just from the sink down to the vertical, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the stuff that goes down a kitchen sink, my gosh, you're talking about some serious grease.
Yeah, and I put a clean out in there down in the basement, but it's like peanut butter that you have to consistency that I dig out of there all the time. So
yeah.
Maybe if I start, would you use this, like, how frequently?
Well, if you've got the peanut butter, if the gook's already lining those pipes, you need to do it once a month for about a year. Because frankly, you know, like probiotics, if you have a mixed drink or whatever, you kill that bacteria. If you dump a drain cleaner down there, it'll kill this bacteria. So you need to re-ingest this RidX product, this biological digester on a monthly basis, because the other stuff's not good for your pipes, and it's not good for the digestion of the waste either. You're leaving that all for MSD.
Well, maybe I'll give it one manual clean out first and then use that every month.
Yeah, you may owe it that on an IOU. You may be behind the eight ball.
All right, well, that's what I wanted to know. I appreciate your help, Scott, as always.
Okay, Dave, good luck, my friend.
Yep, thank you.
Bye now. Home improvement again, and I'll tell you a funny story. I figure things out. My gift, if you will, is, you know, my kids are bright, but that's because of my wife. You know, I married a very intelligent woman, and that was really good for the Mosby gene pool, you know. But for me, I'm a commonsensical, logical guy, so I can figure things out. I may not have a whole lot of horsepower, but by golly, it won't quit. So I stay on it, you know, and I figure things out. And the RidX, you know, we're remodeling kitchens all the time. Most of our larger projects, and when I say larger projects, those are from $200,000 to $2 million. They're big projects. They're complex. We open these houses up and we get into these pipes, and by golly, you know, just like Dave says, pipes are lined with this peanut butter wax gook, you know, from a kitchen sink, or, you know, paraffin wax is in bar soap, is in shampoo, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, how do you get rid of that? It's like, man, we're going to finish up this wow project and then turn them over to a half-sludged up drain pipe situation. This is not, what can we do? It's like, well, you dump drain cleaner down there and it'll kill everything, including the pipes. Or what? There's got to be, you know, sewage treatment plants use biological digesters to treat waste. Oil spill company use biological digesters to treat oil. It's just like body oils, only heavier stuff. So anyway, it's like, this, you know, septic tank, you know, and we deal with septic tanks and drain fields every now and again because we deal in, you know, if you can hear my voice, we travel there. So we deal with 85 to 100 miles around downtown St. Louis. So we get into septic tanks a lot, water wells, that kind of stuff. So I came up with this Ridex thing, started sharing it here on KMOX, tried it on my home for a few years, you know, and opened up the clean out and, by golly, the inside of those pipes look pretty doggone clean. It's like something's not real. Right underneath the kitchen sink where, you know, there should be a lot of grease. So anyway, next few years I started sharing this on KMOX. And, you know, somebody emailed me back and said, who are you? Why are you saying this? And we don't recommend this for the treatment. So in full disclosure, Ridex isn't sure what the heck I'm doing here in St. Louis, but, you know, they're selling a lot of Ridex, so they don't really mess with it much. Phone lines are open for you. We can talk about all kinds of other logic, common sense, figure out things. 314-436-7900, 436-7900, 800-925-1120. I'm having fun. I hope you are. Happy Memorial Day weekend, and God bless those that earned the right for us to sit here and say that and share this. Because within reason, we can talk about whatever we want here. University of KMOX, part of the community, part of your life, part of your family.
Welcome back to the Helitech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show. Now, once again, here's your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
All right, we are wrapping around the last half hour of the Helitech Home Improvement Show. 1 o'clock, the business of family business, and then up at 2:10 p.m., the Ameren Total Access pregame show with Alex Ferrario right here on St. Louis Memorial Day, the Cards versus the Pirates out there in Pittsburgh. So we're going to hear all about it. Hopefully we have a good game. Go Cardinals. It is St. Louis. That's just who and what we do. Let's see what's cooking here and talk with my friend David. Hey, David, welcome. How may I help, sir?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, this time of year, thankfully, my air conditioner is working great. And, of course, we need it with this weather change. But a question I had, there's a black foam insulation around my exterior AC lines.
Yes.
And it seems to be coming apart. Well, I guess I need to replace that, but what's the function of that also?
Oh, a great question. If you notice, and if you have a home inspector out to your house or a heating and cooling guy, the first thing he will do while your air conditioning condenser is running, he'll reach down, stick his finger underneath that foam, and that line should be cold. And then the little skinny one next to it, which is the compression line, he should touch that, and it's hot. And so if one's hot and the other's cold, your system is working pretty well.
Right.
Now the issue with that big line that has the foam insulation on it, and that foam is subject to ultraviolet deterioration, just like you and me. It's Mother Nature's breaking it down into its components where it started. So, yes, replace that foam. You can buy that stuff. You can wrap the outside of it with a high-quality duct tape, you know, that Gorilla tape. You don't need quite that much stick on it, but basically you can just wrap it. Your responsibility is to keep that cold pipe as cold as possible. Because what happens and how your air conditioner works is that cold line comes out to the compressor, which is that condenser outside, and then it takes that cold big air and it compresses it down. So as pressure goes up, so does P1, you know, as pressure rises, so does temperature. So it condenses that into a high pressure gas, now semi-liquid, and leaves that little hot line, and that hot line goes into the house. Inside the house, there's an expansion valve, and it takes that high-pressure hot stuff, and it lets it get big, and as it expands, just like an aerosol can being sprayed off, it gets cold, and that's where your cooling comes from. So the responsibility of that big pipe going out to the compressor or condenser outside is to keep the sweating, the condensation down to a minimum and try and, you know, lose as little energy, because that cold is important. If it stays cold, that's good.
Yeah, I noticed on that large line where some of the foam is missing that there's moisture there, you know, dampness.
Yep. Yeah, not a leak. It's just condensation. You've got a cold iced tea glass, meaning that 3/4 inch usually copper line getting real cold, and it comes in contact with that 80-90% relative humidity air outside. By golly, it turns right into water droplets. So no leak, no foul, no error. Just put more insulation on that big fat line, and you'll be good.
Well, thank you, Scott, for your information. I've got my project now for the afternoon.
There you go. I'm pretty sure it'll be an easily achieved one. It'll take you longer in the hardware store than it will at home.
Okay, very good. Thanks again.
All right, David, take care. Bye now. We're getting some great questions. I mean, in a two-hour show, man, we're left, right, front, top, bottom, all front to back. My golly, we're getting some good questions here. I like it when the topics vary, you know. And again, you know, I'll get back to it. People say, man, you know a lot of stuff. I don't really know a lot of stuff. I've made a lot of mistakes, and I understand a little bit about physics. I understand some things about various structural things. The laws of nature, if you will, we are all accountable to. And those laws of nature involve physics, dew point, things you hear in your normal life all the time. So, you know, kind of like noodling out or figuring out the RIDEX function is, my golly, if we have bacteria that positively digest stuff, it'll probably be pretty good living inside the waste lines or sewer lines of my house. There's plenty to digest in there based on what goes down our kitchen sink. So all of that. Let's see what's cooking here and talk with, let me see what we've got here. How about Connie's been waiting a while. Okay, Connie, you're up. Scott here on
KMX. Yeah. Hi, Scott. I think I could use some of that foam, too.
Right.
But anyway, that's not why I'm calling. My house is 54 years old, and it's a one-story, and there's a front porch, and on each side of the porch, there is a column that is wooden. It is tapered, and it is... it had some wood rot, I guess, at the bottom. And my helpful neighbor tried to repair that, and I think he was using some old stuff because he couldn't get it to dry. But anyway, so now what I'm wondering is, are those columns still available, and is that a big deal to have those replaced?
It's not a big deal to have them replaced. I like what your neighbor did, good or bad. They are structural, so they do hold up the roof. I would say 80% of the time they are truly structural, so it's important that the bottoms that usually rot, you know, the water sits on the concrete gets wet, wicks that water up from the end grain into those columns, and they just rot unbeknownst. Even if you keep the paint on the outside very well painted and very well caulked, those natural wood columns will rot. They do hold up the roof. We have something that we've kind of gotten really excited about in the last 10 or 15 years called permacast. So you've heard about cement board siding. They now make those columns. They'll make them out of wood, but generally they're untreated, so they will rot again, because that, you know, paint sticks to untreated wood better than it does treated wood. The paint falls right off. So there's a permacast product, which means it's kind of a concrete composite post that doesn't rot, and it holds paint. And it's pricey. It'll be three to four times the cost of a wood column. But if you never paint it again, your roof won't fall down, you know. So it's not the paint that protects this thing. The paint needs to be on it to make it look pretty. So those are easily replaced. The roof needs to be jacked up and held up while you pull these columns out. The columns come in different sizes. Sometimes they have to be cut and modified. They also have to be anchored down to the post or to the concrete below. So if a tornado comes, it doesn't blow your porch away. Little things like that. So it's a small project, relatively easy, with a lot of ways to mess it up. tougher than it looks. Let's put it that way.
And are they tapered, those columns?
Yes. Yes, they are. I mean, they come in square. They come in tapered. They come in a paneled square look. They come with various tops and bottoms on what you want them to look like. And now you're kind of sneaking into why we have designers as part of an exteriors part of Mosby, because, you know, there's a lot of moving parts just on, you know, how to do the posts on my front. I want my house to look good.
And so when you say they're pricey, have you got any ballpark figure?
Oh, they're less than, I mean, really, to replace those columns, depending upon the labor involved and who does the painting and all, you're going to be somewhere between $2,000 and $5,000. But if you do the regular wood ones, you're going to be between probably $1,500 and $3,000. You know, so it's not a cheap date. You're holding up the roof and, you know, it's still a permitted issue to do that as well. Usually has a set of plans, not necessarily plans, but a inspector visit.
Okay, I'll look into that. But then I have another question.
Yeah.
This porch, in fact, the house has aluminum siding on it.
Okay.
And up on the gables, it is leaching or something onto the brick below.
Yep. Yep.
And you know, it doesn't look good. I don't know if it's hurting anything, but is that a hard to get rid of that, or
it can be. It generally gets power washed. It may be a professional. You can't really. It's a detergent, so you have to emulsify those white things. You can't really use a solvent, otherwise it'll just drive it deeper into the brick, and then you've got, you know, bigger problems. So it's generally a bath, a wash. If you want to try and scrub it with a brush, it'll take some, you know, spick and span, some non...
That's up high.
Yeah, well, that's now you're into why the pros again. And it may not even be from the aluminum siding. Some water moves behind all cladding, all siding. It may actually be painted wood or the old siding that the aluminum is over that is leaching out. So water travels behind siding unbeknownst to most homeowners. So it's not always the aluminum white stuff that's leaching your brick. It could be coming from underneath your aluminum.
Okay, so what kind of a person do I call for that?
Well, if you clean it now, that white stuff's just going to keep on coming. So when you're willing to change the siding, that's the time to do it. Or just a house washer, somebody who will professionally come power wash your house. And you can make it better for a time. And look at your roof. If you're going to have those guys come out with that kind of talent, and it's not cheap. They show up, you know, and it's some, you know, they're up in the air, so there's some risk and such. If you're going to have them wash something, make a list of all the stuff you want them to wash. That's where you really get your money's worth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Scott, thank you very much.
All right, Connie, good luck.
Okay.
You know, it is what it is, and, you know, stay with it.
Okay, happy holiday.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.
Bye.
Home improvement, there you go. And Permacast, they're different brands for it. A lot of the new home builders are using them because, you know, they just last longer. I guarantee many of the custom builders will use them because, you know, cost is less of an issue in a custom project. And, you know, again, the custom and semi-custom, you know, what do you want? Anything goes. We have the skill to install all of those things, but that's a different skill level than, you know, typical siding where you just nail the stuff over the old stuff and call it good. So the difference between semi-custom and custom in siding, bathroom and kitchen remodeling, design build, we are, you know, our history is from the complex, deep design, you know, high skill level work on the larger jobs. And really, not everybody can afford that level of service and quality training and skill level. So that's where we offer the semi-custom as well, to where you still get, you know, a ton of choices on cabinets. But, you know, for the most part, your kitchen layout is going to be similar. You can move cabinets around, but we're not really going to move a bunch of walls. We're not going to rip down the ceiling to move all the electrical lighting and all that. That's when you're getting into the custom, and that's when the price goes up because of the amount of choices, selections, material choices. Have you ever been out looking for a recessed light bulb or a light? Yeah, you're talking about $35 to $1,035 for the recessed light can itself. Not installed, just the stuff. because when you get, you know, in the upper end of that, you're on almost a theatrical lighting, retail lighting. You'll see those same fixtures in retail stores to where the intensity of the light, the control of the beam. But if you have a piece of artwork in the foyer that you want to illuminate only the bust on the table, you know, the statue and not the table, well, we can do it. But it's different than going to a big box store and buying a recess light. Home Improvement, Scott Mosby, 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. I am at your service, and I am KMOX.
Welcome back to the Helitech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show. Now, once again, here's your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
Hi, there we go. Scott Mosby, Home Improvement. Arrgh, we are boarding the 1 o'clock hour when the business of family business comes up here in a few more minutes, right after news, weather, and sports on University of KMOX. If you've heard me say University of KMOX, you've been an excellent student for many years. You've heard me say that many times. Let's get back to the phone line, see what's cooking here, and let's speak with my friend Jack. Hey, Jack, Scott here. How may I help, sir?
Scott?
Yes, sir.
I am replacing 20-year-old floorboards on my deck with treated lumber.
Okay.
What is the best deck stain to put on that?
On treated lumber, it's very difficult, Jack. Number one, if you're going to replace those boards, you really need to pre-age them, which means put a deck stripper or cleaner on it. There's what's called a mill glaze, and it also goes into a big vat of treated chemical material. And for the next year after it comes out of that tub of liquid, that product, that chemical will leach out and it will boil off any paint, any stain, anything you put on that for about 6 months later minimum. So the older that board is and the cleaner it is, the better. That's why you'll hear people say, you know, on a new treated deck or treated structure, you want to wait 6 months before you put anything on it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I replaced some last summer, and now those have kind of turned gray color. So I guess they're probably ready to stain.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. If you're a year later, and all it is, it's Mother Nature, the UV, the sun, the wind, the rain, the pressure releasing from outside that, you know, injected liquid board, if you will. So it takes a while for that stuff to get out.
Yeah, okay.
And then after that, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't use an opaque or semi-opaque stain. The more like paint it is, the more it'll cover up the looks of that treated wood, but it also will make it more susceptible because then you have this kind of impervious surface that the chemicals get to cook on and strip, you know. So the less is more on a treated deck. More of a transparent or semi-transparent stain works better.
Now, is semi-transparent, is that really a stain, or is that just a paint that
goes
on
it? Well, it's kind of like a stain. You're flirting with the edge of paint. It's like watering down paint so much that it gets, and that's why. So, the less coloring you have in it, the less like paint it is, the better it is for a treated deck.
Yeah, okay, so if I'd get a transparent, like a toned transparent, that would be the best.
Yeah, that works well. Now, keep in mind, now the UV light, the sunlight comes through that into the wood, whereas when you use an opaque or semi-transparent, it's basically cooking the stain instead of the wood. So that's kind of the logic behind that whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've used a solid stain before, but that's flakes off just like paint.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you might as well paint the stuff, and then you're into the same dance, and now the deck owns you instead of you owning the deck, you know?
Right. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Jack. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Home Improvement, Scott Mosby, KMOX. We're wrapping up 2 hours here. I want to thank you for tuning in, for calling in. I'll run down a few of these questions. You know, we started out with Andrew. He had a two-story home, very hot on the second floor, cold on the first. He's going to try and learn to balance his the manual dampers in the trunk line of his heating and cooling ductwork down in the basement. Then he may, if that doesn't work, can't get it quite there, he may go into an electronic hydroponic or electrical dampering system. On through that, we talked about leveling her garage, replacing some concrete. First two calls this hour were concrete. And then we got into the classic Scott Mosby mess, the Ridex. Yeah, it's a septic tank material, biological thing that goes into tank, and it cleans out your pipes pretty good, too. It's so cheap. It's a cheap date. Mix it up like chocolate milk, dump it in the toilet, the sink, whatever. Now, don't do this, but, you know, it's just like a probiotic. Don't drink the stuff, but you almost could. Anyway, we've talked about so much more. Stay tuned now. We've got a lot of things happening. Cards come up here about 3 o'clock. Pirates and the Cards here on KMOX. More fun than you can have, but it's all here, only on KMOX.